Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
I'd like to introduce Denny from England, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Thank you for joining me, Denny.
That's okay.
Could you tell me when you were diagnosed with MS?
I had a car crash in 98, and I think, they passed me like a hot potato through every department before I got to neurology, and then they noticed the scars on my brain. So that took a couple of years. And they said, it could be MS, but you have to wait for another attack before we can document it as such.
Mm.
So they put me down as having MS a lot later than my first symptoms. I mean, I used to get a numb patch on my hip at 16 walking to school.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't count any of that.
Right. So apart from the numbness on the hip, between then and the car crash, did you notice any other symptoms that came and went?
Just fatigue.
Right.
Just it was getting progressively worse, but very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where before I started taking LDN, I would drop my little boy off at school, come straight home, have a cup of tea, go to bed and sleep until my alarm went to pick him up.
Right.
And that was so frustrating. I have heard people say fatigue is the worst symptom.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It strips your life away from you because all you want to do is lie down.
Yes.
But the LDN has sorted that.
Okay. First of all, how did you hear about LDN?
Oh, Facebook.
Okay.
I'm on a few MS groups and somebody was talking about it and I thought, what the hell's this? Never heard of it before. And I was convinced that it was good. I spoke to my MS nurse and she said, we did trials on it a few years ago, but it's hit and miss. It's typical MS. Some people gain something, others nothing. So they dropped it, and they won't prescribe it. So I have to get it from Scotland.
Okay. And when you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
Well, I was a bit stupid. I went gung-ho into it. This might sort me out, you know, give me the maximum dose. And because with the MS, I've developed a severe tremor, I have trouble using my hands. And I drop things, I smash them, and I can throw a glass of liquid in the air. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to them, when they said, take the liquid, I said, I can't, I shake. So they put me on 3 milligrams, and that I was taking it at night, and it just made me sleep constantly, which I was doing anyway, but it was that bit worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I rang them up, they sent me the liquid, and I decided to do as they suggested and start building up with the liquid. But I can't get over 2.
Right. You see, some people find 2 is the right dose for them anyway. Don't be discouraged that you can't get higher than 2. How long have you been taking it now?
It started in March, I think. Only 2 months.
Yes.
So it is early days, and I imagine I'm very much like everybody else. You're so desperate to get back to what you were.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take this promising drug in the full dose immediately, or yesterday even, but you can't. Your body just won't.
So how's it made you feel since you've been taking the LDN?
It's kept me awake. I'm actually able now to drop him off, come home and work on my novel.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yes. Well, the book might not be very good, but at least I'm doing something.
Mm-hmm. So you're able to concentrate, obviously, to be able to write
yes.
a book.
Yes, and stay awake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drift off with the laptop on my knee whilst I'm typing and then wake up, you know, even though you're asleep and think, oh God, the computer's gone to sleep. And, you know, none of that. I am on the ball. I can even do housework now. And you would not believe the state of my garden. I'm the only one that has ever done the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And the MS, obviously, I didn't really realise it at the time, but it was progressing, it was getting worse. I didn't have the energy or the coordination to get in the garden and do anything. So I had, like, 7-foot nettles in the garden, and it was a nightmare, and there's loads of rubbish. Now I've been able to clear the rubbish down to the bottom of the garden, waiting for a skip, and I will load it. I know they sound pathetic. Everybody can do that, but no, they can't.
Exactly.
And I couldn't.
Mm.
But now I can.
It's a big thing, and it's a sense of achievement, isn't it, when you set yourself
God,
a task
yes.
to be able to actually complete it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, let's see what you're like in another year's time, and hopefully
yeah.
you'll be more like your old self.
I know, I'd love for it to attack the shakes. Can it do that?
Yes.
Oh, so stick with it.
Stick with it, exactly.
Yeah. So what's the likelihood of them actually doing any tests in a laboratory?
Well, they're actually clinical tests,
yeah.
trials in the making. And by 2018, if all goes well with what TNI Biotech are doing, it should have FDA approval. So fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, Denny.
You're welcome.
I'd like to introduce Diane from the US, who takes LDN for multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you.
How old were you when you first started to notice MS symptoms?
I was 34.
Mm-hmm. And what symptoms were you experiencing?
Well, the first thing was I had trouble with my vision, and it got progressively worse. So I went to the doctor, and I was diagnosed with optic neuritis.
Mm-hmm.
First in one eye, and then that eye cleared up, and then it came about in the other eye. So after many tests, I was diagnosed with MS.
Mm-hmm. And what year was that in?
That was December of 1996.
Okay. So were you offered any medication back then?
No, I wasn't. My neurologist said that basically that there was really nothing out there that I could take. And plus, I was not having any more symptoms after my optic neuritis cleared up. I was normal, just like I was before.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, he didn't offer any medication.
Okay. So how was your MS the time you found LDN? Had you got more symptoms by then?
Yes. Actually, I didn't have hardly any symptoms at all for 10 years. I was basically just like I was before.
Mm-hmm.
Then slowly, we had a lake home, and what first came about is heat intolerance. I couldn't be out in the sun, and then in the summertime it's really hot where I live, and this part of the country, and
mm-hmm.
That was the main thing, was the heat intolerance. I just couldn't handle the heat, and then fatigue, and I had started having balance problems as far as walking, my balance. Not all the time with my balance, but when I got tired, when the fatigue set in, my balance was really bad. And so that was bad, walking around looking like you had too many cocktails.
Yeah. I know the feeling. So,
yeah.
Okay. So, what led you to research and discover LDN?
I heard about it just on the internet, just doing some research, and came across it. And this sounded great, and I talked to my neurologist about it, and she said, okay. She said, she didn't really know a whole lot about it, but she'd had some patients who had asked about it, and she wrote him a prescription, and she didn't really have a whole lot to say about it. She was just okay with giving me the prescription, saying, hey, hope it works for you. Before I had started LDN, I was on Avonex for a year and Copaxone for a year or so, and I just quit that because I have a shot phobia anyway, and I didn't feel like it was doing anything for me. So when I heard about the LDN and she gave me a prescription, I was really excited. So
when did you start?
I started LDN 2 years ago.
Okay.
In 2010, June. So it's been it's been 2 years.
And did you notice any introductory side effects when you started?
I did. I had trouble sleeping, and I still do have trouble sleeping. And I think it's maybe one of those people who that side effect's just lingering on with me. But hey, I can handle it.
Mm-hmm. Did you find any improvements?
Yes. It's between night and day. As far as the heat intolerance, that's improved. I still have it. But my fatigue and my balance is so much better. The only time I really have balance problems is if I get tired, if I do too much, and sometimes my balance will be off. But nothing like it was before, so I could handle that. But no, LDN has been wonderful.
Carry on.
I had my LDN. I picked it up from the pharmacy, and I took it. This was several months ago, and I took it for like 10 days, and I realized, hey, these symptoms, everything's coming back. What's going on? And I didn't put it together for about 10 days or so. My fatigue and my balance, it was just awful. And I finally thought, well, this LDN is not working. So I called the pharmacy, and I said, I told them about it, and they re-prescribed it, gave me a new prescription, and I started taking it, and hey, it went away. So something was wrong with that back. So that told me right then, this is really working.
Oh, that was a good test, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that was scary when everything started coming back, and I was taking LDN. So.
Can imagine.
But I guess that happens sometimes. I don't know.
What I was going to ask, if you had to rate your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10 before you started LDN, and 10 being the best, what would it have been?
Before I started LDN, I would say it was 6.
And what would you say it is now?
9.
Well, that is a remarkable difference, isn't it?
Uh-huh, it is.
What would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN?
I would tell them to just go for it, and there's no side effects. People take it for so many different things. There's no reason, in my opinion, not to. Even my husband said he's having some problems with his dealing with his mother, who's very she's advanced in age and very stressful for him, and he said, maybe I'll ask my doctor maybe if I can take this just to stay healthy, because stress really does a lot of things to you, and I've heard that people take it who are healthy and don't have any physical any issues, but they take it just as a preventive. So I told him maybe he should ask him about it, and what would it hurt?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Diane?
No, I don't think that's about it. I just think it's a great thing. My life is way improved taking this, and I hope it's available forever because I want to take it forever, as long as I can.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Diane.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to introduce Neil from England, who has multiple sclerosis. Welcome, Neil.
Hello.
Could you tell me when you first started to notice MS symptoms?
I first started to notice my MS symptoms, possibly, I think it's around 24 years ago. And didn't take a lot of notice of them because men don't take any notice of things that aren't quite right. But then possibly 16 years ago, it then impacted on me. I woke up one morning with a dead leg and didn't know quite what it was about. And after a couple of days, went to the doctor. Doctor did some checks, did some tests, put me on ibuprofen, then did a few more tests and eventually sent me for tests at the hospital, which was lumbar puncture, etc., and which then confirmed that I'd got multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm. And how did that impact on you being diagnosed?
Hit me a bit like a brick wall, something you don't expect it to be. And after working with somebody who actually had MS, I knew what I was going to face probably. And the first thing that actually hit me, I know it might sound strange, was I just thought that my daughter, who was only about 3 at the time, I thought I might never be able to walk her down the aisle if she gets married. And that's what hurt me the most, that I could would eventually end up in a wheelchair probably, and I wouldn't be able to do the things that I'd like to do as a dad.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you to find LDN?
I found LDN, well, I didn't find it. I heard about it when Dr. Lawrence was announced in the press, and which was about 5 years ago now, and went to my doctor, and doctor and consultant weren't interested in it. So I walked away from it because I didn't know where to go. But my wife found it again on the internet, which was more than likely your trust site, and again printed the letter off saying that it should be able to be prescribed by the doctor. Both doctor and consultant said, no, it's not proven, it's rubbish, we can't do anything for you, and the PCT won't sign it off anyway. So that's when I phoned the MS Society and they put me in touch with you.
Mm-hmm. So you gained a prescription, I'll say that a bit again. So you obtained a prescription privately?
Yes.
Okay. So when you first started, did you get any introductory side effects?
No, I had no side effects whatsoever. I've had nothing from it that has been a down. Everything I've had from taking LDN has been 100% positive.
Mm-hmm. But before you started LDN, if you had to rate your quality of life from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what would you have said your quality of life was?
I'd say it varied. Like with MS, it varies from day to day. But I'd say on average, my quality of life was 7 out of 10.
Right.
No. I'm sorry. I don't mean that. I mean 4 out of 10.
Okay. I'll ask you again, and then that bit can cut
sorry.
Out.
Yeah.
So what would you say your quality of life was like before LDN on a score of 1 to 10?
I'd say 4 to 10. 4 out of 10 before I started it.
Okay. And what would you say your quality of life is now?
9 out of 10.
That's amazing. What symptoms would you say LDN has helped with?
It has helped with, the first thing is, it cleared the mind or brain fog. I didn't realise how I was living in a world that was in just in a haze. And within a couple of days of taking it, all of a sudden the lights all came on, and it was just like the mist on the inside of your windscreen in the winter when you get in when you're wet, and you put the blowers on and it all clears. And that's how I felt that my life had changed. It aided my walking abilities considerably. I don't use my stick as much nowadays, and I was looking to be going into a wheelchair more than I would be. I still get good days and bad days, but I get about so much better. I have no problem, and I can climb upstairs, I can get into my loft, I can do so much more than I could do 6 months ago.
Goodness me. let's hope that bit can be taken out. So you'll be walking your daughter down the aisle after all?
yes, I hope so. I hope I will be.
How old is she?
She's 20 in September.
Oh, right, okay. So that's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think she's intending to get married yet, though. Which would be, I don't want to push her away. I'm happy that my life has changed so dramatically for going on the LDN. I can't describe how different I feel.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN?
Go for it as fast as you can. I find it a remarkable drug. As I said, it's difficult to describe how I feel. I feel so much more positive about life now, and I would actually like to go and find myself a job now and stop working for myself, because I feel more confident that I could work for somebody without there being a problem. I carried on working for myself when I was diagnosed, because I didn't feel that I should work for somebody else, because I wouldn't be able to put in 100%. Now I would actually be happy to go and get a job and work.
Good.
If that happens, it's another matter.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Neil. I really do appreciate it.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, LINDA, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.